Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Retronauts Micro. This is your host, Bob Mackey, and in case you're new to the format or the show, these micro episodes are shorter episodes that are devoted to subjects that we probably couldn't fill 90 minutes with. And today's episode is about how we're all going to die. It's an unfortunate fact, and I hope you'll miss me, but it probably won't happen soon, at least I hope not. And so thinking about my own death, as I do all the time. I'm just kidding, folks. I'm okay. But I do want to talk about bucket lists because we all know what the bucket list concept is. It's based on a bad movie. But essentially, it's like what you want to do before you die. And because we're obsessed with video games and very, very happy people, I did want to talk about like what video game-related things we want to do before we die. And mine aren't crazily ambitious. I think I'm in the privileged spot where I've got to meet a lot of people, play a lot of things, do things that a lot of people would never get to do. And I'm very, very – I feel very grateful for that. But there are still some things that I want to do with my free time. And a lot of that involves playing games that I don't have time for now. But if I like fall into a coma and like need to be hospitalized, or if I'm retired at any point, like I'm going to devote the rest of my life to playing these games. So I did want to say like some games I do want to finish, and I'm actually 12 or 18 hours into this, but Dragon Quest VI is one of my white whales, I guess. It's an incredibly slow moving game that I'm just pushing my way through. But I assume once I hit hour 25 and that job system pops up, I'll love it. But yeah, that's one of the games I want to beat. It's the only Dragon Quest I really haven't made much progress in. I've finished most of them. That's one of them. But a lot of them are just like games that have been translated I've not gotten around to yet. Fan translated, that is, like Wonder Project J1 and 2 look really neat. The Famicom Detective Club remix for the Super Famicom, and I hate saying this, but one of these days I really need to play Final Fantasy II, the Japanese version. Like, I make it like 2 hours into that game every time, but it needs to happen because I finished every Final Fantasy except for that one to this point. I'm not counting 13; it's not real. Another thing, Shining Force 3. Like, I've never played it. It's the last really true Shining Force game, and I know those are being fan translated, but. And it's impossible to find, and Saturn emulation is kind of questionable, but I need to find a way to play that because I love Shining Force and I miss that series. And and there's a few other things, like in terms of owning stuff, like if I'm ever not living in the Bay Area, which means I can actually afford to like stretch my arms out without hitting another room because our apartments are very small, you see, I would love to have the Addams Family pinball machines, my favorite pinball machine of all time. Either that or the Simpsons arcade game. Yep. Those are the two coin ops I would love to have like just in my territory, basically, just because like I can always play them. I don't care how simple the Simpsons arcade game is. I'll play it as much as I want every time I see it at a store or a mall or whatever. So, yeah. That's basically my bucket list. And in terms of like meeting people, I've already met basically everyone. I found out that in this industry, all you really need to do is ask, unless they're Japanese, and then it takes a little more convincing because there's a language barrier or they're more private. But I've talked to people like Ron Gilbert and Hironobu Sakaguchi, the Final Fantasy guy. This is not me bragging, but I just found it like incredibly gratifying. But it's like all you really have to do is ask these people because like they're not as shielded as like a Hollywood celebrity would be or like a musician or something like that. So
it also helps when they get older. They're doing a new smaller project, and so they're like, "You can interview me about my old things as long as I can mention my new smaller thing." Yeah.
So I did interview Sakaguchi about whatever that game was called, Terra Battle.
Yeah,
but I did get a few Final Fantasy questions in there. So yeah, my bucket list is not super ambitious, but I feel like I'm in the space where I've gotten to do a lot of cool stuff, so I can't complain. Ray, how about you? What is on your gaming bucket list?
Yes, I'm Ray. I don't think we introduced ourselves.
Oh no, let's do. Let's do that right now. Who is here?
Well, Ray is.
Okay, I got ahead of myself. And who else is here?
Henry Gilbert, hi.
And
Dave Rudden.
That's right. I mean, you should have recognized their voices
sure.
by now. Come on.
I mean,
if you're a true Retronauts fan, I'm not the one who's wrong here, Ray, please.
Okay, anyway, I think you and I are pretty similar, but for me, it's just like a lot of RPGs. Just like tons of stuff that I missed as a kid and am missing now. Fortunately, I have finished most of the Dragon Quests that came out here.
Cool.
So I did finish 6. It took, several months. But
it's a long
– it's a really long game.
I definitely have to get ready for 7 once that comes out.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And I finished Persona 4 at least. I thought that was going to be a big problem. But no, it wasn't. But now 5's coming out and all this other stuff. So I have to like – worry about the things that came out before and also worry about what's going to come out in the future. What other sequels am I going to want to play? So it's a lot of RPGs like that. Shining Force is a good example. All the Shining games, basically.
Before they got porny and weird?
Yeah. No, those two.
Okay.
Gotta get him all, man.
Shining Arc. Is that a game? Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I think. Yeah. Different thing. Anyway, yeah, so just a lot of RPGs. I could name any sorts of stuff, but shoot, you also said something that resonated with me. What was it?
Adam's Family Pinball?
No.
Simpsons Arcade.
Oh, yeah, like a Japanese candy cab, arcade cabinet would be nice. One of those sit down, the white modular.
Ooh, those cabinet. Are pretty. Ooh, yeah. Those are really pretty.
I know people who do have those in their apartments. That'd be nice to have as well. Geez, yeah. I mean, I also met and interviewed someone I really wanted to, so I don't think I've
That's right. You flew to Japan for that, right?
Yeah, that's
right. That was a Kickstarter thing.
Yeah, Kazayabe. So unlike you, I'm also – I still haven't convinced myself that it's okay to ask because I always have this big social anxiety hang up with that sort of stuff, and so I never really reached out to as many people as I would have liked to. But yeah, mostly just RPGs and stuff, just that big backlog that will continue to grow, no doubt. But that's my retirement plan.
Yeah, same here. I need to catch up on like 2009's RPGs before I play 2015's. Henry, how about you? Like, what is on your gaming bucket list?
I really don't want to – I swear I wrote this down ahead of time. I don't want to repeat myself, you guys, but it is really JRPGs are a big one on my list.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They take the most time, but they're also one of my favorite genres. And so, you know, if there is a first-person shooter I want to play, it's not impossible to set aside the 8 to 12 hours it'll take to beat that campaign. Same with just a regular old action game like Tomb Raider or Batman, the Batman games, which I enjoy. I'm not saying I like, you know, I only play JRPGs, but yeah, the big one for me is Shin Megami Tensei, that series, which I've played a lot of them, but there's just so many, like Devil Summoner, the other spinoffs, but also I only came to Persona with Persona 3, and Persona purists, like when I did a podcast about my favorite Persona music, they were like, you didn't even play 1 and 2, those are the real good Personas, which I don't agree with. But
I don't either. They're okay. I mean,
but I've only played a little of the PSP ports of them. They're on my Vita. I'm like, I want to be able to say, like I can say with Dragon Quest, I've beaten every number of Dragon Quest.
Right.
I want to be able to say that with Persona at the very least. And so I also like visual novels too. There's so many visual novels I want to play, but they're also like Danganronpa alone took me much longer than I thought.
It's a long game, yeah. I don't mean to piggyback on your selections, Henry, but yeah, PSP especially. Like I got one in 2010, which means like I missed a ton of stuff. So I have like 15 PSP RPGs because that was an RPG beast of a system.
Yeah. It was, but so was the DS too. So I wasn't like missing them when I didn't have a PSP, and I never had a PSP. The Vita is where I was catching up on a lot of PSP games that I bothered to play again or for the first time. And from the interview standpoint, I don't want to also sound like Bob and Ray that I got to interview Yuji Horii, the creator of Dragon Quest, which is like a mega honor for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
And multiple other, like, I've also got to interview so many pro wrestlers just thanks to this, to the job of being a game journalist. I guess the big one always was for me, Miyamoto, like that's the, and also Iwata, which unfortunately, with Miyamoto, I don't think I'll ever land that white whale of like to get a one-on-one with Miyamoto is almost impossible, or you have to be like the EIC of IGN pretty much to get him. The closest I've gotten to be in a round table type thing and ask him one question. And, you know, I don't want to brag, but I feel like I asked the best question out of those. I was like, the Nintendo should let me interview him more. But and also, I always have dreamed of having like one of those cocktail cabinets of like to have that be my coffee table, like to have a Ms. Trackman cocktail would be pretty good.
I thought about that too, but putting like an extra layer of glass on top of it. So
you need more.
Just damage it too much.
So you can also eat off of it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Dave, what is on your bucket list?
So I have big things like I've relentlessly played Final Fantasy 7 through 9 like to near completion, if not, well, 9's the one I didn't finish. But so like going through that entire series just seems like too insurmountable. So I've boiled it down to like one for every console. Despite the fact that I worked at Official Xbox Magazine for 3 years, I have not finished any Halo's post 3.
Oh, okay.
So those are there. Because I was working at OXM at that time, I kind of ignored PlayStation, so the entire Uncharted series is also foreign to me. But the biggest one is I never played more than like 2 or 3 hours of any of the Zelda games that came out post Majora, pre Link Between Worlds. Right. So all the GameCube stuff, all of the Wii stuff, and the DS stuff.
You could skip Skyward Sword.
Yeah,
that's just for me. You're allowed to like it. Everybody out there,
so, right? I mean, I think aren't both the GameCube ones, or sorry, the Wii ones, super long.
Yeah. I mean, I spent maybe 60 hours with Skyward Sword. I think Twilight Princess is pretty beefy too. I mean, like,
well, I played Twilight Princess for a guide, and so that was like 70-ish hours.
Yeah,
and crossbow training is pretty fast. So,
okay, sure. Yeah,
well, that's at the top of my list. Just get the quick one out of the way first.
Don't forget Hyrule Warriors.
That's canonical. Yeah. So, is there anything you want to buy? Anyone you want to meet? I'm just curious.
So
that stuff.
I've been able to interview, like, before I got into the industry, I think the three people I wanted to interview, I've got to. Like,
we're such assholes.
Yeah, Miyamoto, Kojima, and Tim Schafer were there. And then, like, since then, I guess it would have to be, like, the kind of unapproachable types, like Reggie Fils-Aimé. Like,
I'd ask him about the Bigfoot pizza.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
How do you think it's a big pizza? Yeah.
But, like, his career kind of is, like, dovetailed the same time as mine, not dovetailed because he's went on a great success and I've just had minor success. But just the fact that, like, yeah, my first E3 was his first E3. I just would like to know, like, how's your career been like this past decade plus, and kind of talk to him about that kind of stuff. As far as owning things, this is probably an impossibility, but I would like to own a still functioning Top Skater.
Top Skater, is that an arcade game?
It's a Sega arcade game that used a skateboard.
Oh,
peripheral.
Cool.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
I would just imagine all those skateboards are just broken.
You know what, though? I see that Prop Cycle game a lot of places. You know what I'm talking about? Namco's game where you basically sit on a bike and it's like a giant screen in front of you. I'm just explaining it to the listeners. But you get on a bike and you pedal and you fly in the game. But I'm surprised that game is like 17 years old and none of those are broken. They're still functioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Top Skater is that you just like slam the board into the sides to like do the moves and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
But I played that game for like 2 summers when I worked at a theme park. Like every time I had a break, I would play that game, and I just miss it so much.
Were you the top skater?
I was a top skater. Wow. I was one of the top skaters.
Dave's life was the film Adventureland.
It did work out. Jesse Eisenberg
film Adventureland, that was Dave's life.
Yeah.
Was Kristen Stewart there?
Well, she was cheering me on as I played top skater. No one ever did.
In case you guys didn't know, we do know famous people. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I didn't want this to turn into a prank. No. Like, I guess I got to meet everybody I wanted.
It's more like famous people were forced to talk to us, so we're not bragging or anything.
No.
Let us know what your gaming bucket list is in the comments for this. Hopefully you're commenting on the US Gamer blog post for this episode, but you can comment on the Retronauts blog post too, whatever one works. But that's it for us this week. You can find me on Twitter as Bob Servo. As for Retronauts stuff, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. That's the best way to know what we're doing next. And events and all that good stuff. And also listen to Talking Simpsons on the LaserTime Podcast Network. If you like me talking about old video games, you'll like me talking about old Simpsons episodes with Dave and Henry. And sometimes maybe Ray will come in. I hope so.
Maybe.
Let's do it, Ray. Where are you, Ray, and what can we buy from you?
Well, I'm in this room right now.
Okay, good. Okay, that's clear.
I'm on Twitter, RDB. AAA, I have a podcast called No More Whoppers, and this time I'm just going to tell you to Google it.
Well, and I'm HENEREYG on Twitter. You can read a bunch of my writing things on lasertimepodcast.com, and it's also where I do a ton of podcasts, including the one I host, Cape Crisis, which is a weekly discussion of the events in the world of comic books.
What's your comic book bucket list? Do you have is there a comic that you wish you...
You do an episode on that.
Yeah, I should do that. I guess, I want to have read everything Alan Moore's done, but I also don't want to own Lost Girls, so I need to find a way to just like read it stealthily.
I want the one where Spawn meets Angela. No, that's free.
I'm at Dave Rudden on Twitter. That's one word. I also write and do a lot of podcasts on lasertimepodcast.com, but I host Cheap Popcast, the wrestling podcast, and I'd like to watch more old New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Hmm.
I just bought the network, so hopefully I can.
And the last thing on my bucket list is the podcast Until I Die, so we'll see you until that happens, everybody. Later. Thank you.